not the Christians, not the new ones. Or like that. Because Rumi brothers really step by step to explain this. Of course, I explained in the language of 21st century, and he did in the language of other time. But this is what he told you. In the first sister, he said, listen, you believe in the rule. The problem is the exception. And the exception, you will not find it here. Get out of that space. Where? Go to the mass. Bow. Cry. Then dream. Then imagination. Remember, then the rich would have known that and said, and listen, you cannot do it yourself. See, this is something that in animal kingdom didn't exist. You should do it yourself, but you cannot. The hacking will do it. Second story, said, look at the information and the rules you know. All these rules you know are superficial. When I say all the rules are superficial, of course, I'm not talking about the rule of relativity and the law of physics, although they are included. But you have to make it about yourself, because this is about this, about you. What do you know about yourself? And he showed you that. In a way, you have a very superficial information about yourself, because you don't know who you are. Why do I call your information about you superficial? You have an image of yourself, right? Look at that image. How many times I showed it to you that you have a wrong image of you? Who are you? When I do this, you will think of this. Right? Who are you? You are your personality, you are what you think. You are what you know about yourself, you are your memories, your nostalgia, and your feeling all in your head. You believe you are in your head. Right? Isn't that the case? Any one of you? And that's superficial. Because it was handmade for you. Did you choose how to start thinking? Did you choose about the logical arguments you have in your mind? Did you choose how many pieces of this puzzle to have and work with? Because life is a big puzzle and each of us is carrying a little bit of that information. And this is in one hand, you are not your head. Then something else. Let's think about the values you believe in. What are the values you believe in? How did you get them?
Culture.
From the culture. So it's cultivated in you. So it's not yours when you cultivate some grain in the earth. That stuff doesn't belong to the earth. It's cultivated there for something to come out and be picked up. Something is cultivated in you to come out and be picked up. You know, one sign of the movement of equality was pushed by the people who wanted to double the working energy in the society to bring the half of the people, namely women, in the working place. Let them work! Because we need everyone to work. That we was industrial countries. It didn't happen in the third world countries. Because over there, that we didn't need this. See, that we, which is not the real meaning of we, is us. Extension of me. Look at the culture. Culture is me and my family as a base, then my friends, and my fellow citizens, and it goes like that. And if one single species comes from another planet, then suddenly that us will be all of us, the human beings against them. inside the switch in the office. That's how it is. So this is what it is. And you know what? Again, I will call your information about yourself, even the picture you have of yourself. When you look at the mirror, what do you see? You don't see yourself. You see a picture of yourself compared with the picture on the billboard. The picture that is expected from someone to be good. Comparison. And that's ridiculous because you're carrying only one real value, and that's that you are unique. Where is that uniqueness? In all these laws, all these rules. You talked about all this. You said, then what happened? It was chosen for you to make that first rule of life expand to all the different dimensions of your life, translated to black or white. That's what you believe in. Everything for you is good or bad. Up or down. You believe in opposites. And it's nonsense. Opposition is nonsense. Could you say that? Could you say that? Opposition is nonsense? I can. You know what? You say it. Here in this last moment. You say they talk about oppositions. I look around, I don't see any opposition. I don't see anything fighting with anything else. But I will call it the peace of opposites. Because they're in peace with each other and they exist together. Look at up and down. They exist together so closely that you eliminate up, there is no down. That's how they are. It's not black or white. It's almost black and white. And you see, black and white doesn't make sense to you. When I say black and white, you go back to black and white photography and you think it's black and white. That one is black or white. That's not what I'm talking about. Black and white that I'm saying is not a black and white photo. That is black or white. Every picture is black or white. Therefore, you see an interpretation of something. Black and white means two sides of a coin. That's how this universe is. And Jung went to extension to even explain to you that even think about time. Time is not continuous. Did he say this or I'm making it up? Do you remember Rumi saying that time is not continuous? Yeah, he brought the example of a stick. He said, put the tip of the stick in the fire, then do this movement. Then what do you see? You see a circle. There could be no circle. There is one point of burning charcoal over there, right? And how did he explain it? He said, moment one, charcoal is in the point one. Moment two, charcoal should not be in point one. Moment three, charcoal is in position two. There is a gap in between. Because the charcoal should come out of the first one to go to the second one. Remember? And I said, in Jung's time there was not this, now you all see it. Always, there is only one dot with three colors. Only. That's what that big T set you have. It's always one dot lit. The rest is nothing black. And you cannot even imagine it. Movie is simpler. One frame of the film is in the projection mode, right? Then what will happen? this will go away, the next one will come. No. If it goes like that, then you will see some blurred stuff. The first picture is projected, then the light will be shut down. There is a moment of darkness. In this moment of darkness, this picture frame will go, the other frame will replace it, then the light comes back. Do not forget, I said a moment of darkness. That moment of darkness is normally 3 times longer than the moment of projection. That's the real time. Means more than 2/3 of the time you're sitting in a movie theater, the movie theater is dark, pitch black. Are you surprised you don't see that blackness? You're not used to see black. That's how it works. No silence is quantum, net quantum. We know that the smallest piece of time is named quantum. And between two quantum, there is a net quantum. Nothing exists. Everything will evaporate. Then the next thing will reappear in its place. Not exactly. That's how motion happens. Am I talking science fiction here? Am I talking story? This is physics. This is quantum physics. Disappears. This didn't exist in the Newton's time. In the 3rd of 20th century, nobody believed in this. Because nothing disappears. Then we learn, no, things disappear. Do you know something that disappears? Everybody knows about it. There are these little stuff which are the third level going down microscopically. They are called quarks. And guess what? When you want to look at them, they know you're looking at them. They disappear, reappear somewhere else. This word I'm using is scientific term of physics. This is science. They disappear, they reappear somewhere else. The electrons, they disappear from one circle, they reappear in the other one, they cannot cross it. The things like this that we understand today, but look at us. Do we feel different about time? Yeah. Why? Because being an animal is much easier. We are born like that. Not taking the breath is the easiest one. You know what? What's the difficulty of the breath? No. This is something I remember from a very good teacher of mine. He said there was this guy, first day to the school. First time over there, the teacher said, okay, this is Alif. This is A. Say A. Good idea. Did you surprise me? Insisted several times, then started to beat the guy. He would say it. The father was called, he said, see, this is it. He said, my son, you know how important it is, education and stuff like that. And I thought you were a little bit in home, you're not really beginning at this. Why don't you answer? I said, because I know what will happen if I say A. Then I have to say B, then I have to say C, and they don't let you off. Yes, that's the problem. When you take the breath, you have to let it out and have a new one. And you are not. The animal is not that kind of letting out something in the hope of a better one when this one serves me right. That's what it is. That self, which is started with the animal, insists in conserving the situation of selfishness. Remember, this school of thought, no doubt about it, talks about selflessness. And this selflessness must be learned with the self. And you should be able to convince yourself to give up. That's how it works. How? It's not real up to you first.